Hello, everybody, and welcome to the staff meeting. This is Packer Pokes. Oh, God, this has been a long day for me. This is Packer Pokes at the staff meeting. This is season 6, episode 28, I think. Let me take a look. I just had it here a minute ago. I can't remember a number. let's see here. I think it is 28, as a matter of fact.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so. Let me take a look here. Yep, it's episode 28. So, yeah, I had it all ready to go, and then I went digging in the folders for something, and then I forgot what I was doing. So.
Well, you saw her from CRSD.
Yes.
Can't remember shit disorder.
Yes. Especially this time of the year. I'm too busy thinking about fucking 10,000 other things at the same time. Oh, speaking of other things... I did put up another video over the week. It was a cooking video. So if you guys want to see that, Cooking with Packard Sonic. Number 2, make a turkey casserole. So I'm sorry the audio is so crappy on the video. I mean, I was using a different camera, and I'm trying to... I don't have a mic to hook right up to my shirt or anything like that yet. So I'm still working out the bugs in the audio. I apologize. I tried to make it sound as good as I possibly could. And while I was recording, you may not realize it, but while we were recording, my refrigerator was running. And I cut the noise of it out. But right as soon as I got done speaking at one point, the refrigerator kicks down and goes... Tum, 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 tum. I'm like, really? Really? Fuck.
And all of a sudden...
Yeah, crap. So if I do any more videos while I'm in the kitchen, I am going to unplug my refrigerator, at least for the time being while I'm cooking, or I'm going to be on camera, and then I will turn it back. I will plug the sumbitch back in. And it'll only be out for maybe 10, 20 minutes. It won't hurt nothing at all, so... Although I'm wondering though, if I unplug it, it may die.
Yeah, it might not turn back on.
It may not turn back down. Well, that's why I rent.
Is it an old refrigerator?
Yeah, it's old enough. I mean, it's clunky and as shit. So
yeah.
So there's that. Anyway. Well, let me see. I've got a variety of news stories here. Now I don't know if this is going to be a good hot story or a religious story, but it came up the other day. Let me drop this into the chat room. Now, Matt, you don't have to put this in just yet. We'll, as soon as we decide where we're going to put it, because I've got a couple other news stories as well. Might want to take a look at this. This is from the Washington Post. It says that we think there are many more Florida cult leader charged with murder of a toddler. Yeah, so that's a thing again. The property was in an isolated road running through North Florida swampland, hidden behind a thick wall of trees dripping with moss. Ew. The house of prayer for all people opened in 1983 in Menicopee. Yeah. Canopy.
I don't know. I can't.
That's my canopy. My canopy. That's what it looks like to me. A town just south of Gainesville, Florida. For nearly 10 years, children arrived at the religious boarding school into the care of Mother Anna. Mother Anna. And Anna Elizabeth Young, there, according to Chula County authorities, they were tortured and abused in a religious cult atmosphere that included exorcism and chemical baths. Ew. I have no idea what's going on there. Decades later, police are only now beginning to understand what may have happened at the site. Witnesses came forward from the house of prayer alleging brutality and some children even being murdered. Art Fogarty, a spokesman with the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, told ABC 20 last week, This is not just one isolated incident of beatings. There are numerous children who were beaten, locked in solitary confinement, food withheld. Late last week, young, age 75, was arrested and the premeditated first-degree murder of a child, law enforcement announced in a news release. Excuse me. The Gainesville Sun reported that the charges stem from the death of Emmon Harper in the late 1980s. Authorities said the boy was either two or three at the time of his death, but there are few details on the arrest. She looks like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the rest of it for right now, but I mean, that's just the long and short of the first part there. So what do you guys think about this story? I mean, you think this should be a top story, or you think we should maybe hold on to this for a religious story? I mean, I do have some other stories here that we could throw in as a top story as well.
Well, if it's a religious boarding school, then it should be a religious story then.
Well, that's the thing is, I do have another religious story. That's also might be take contender for top story as well, because it kind of fits into politics as well.
I got a science one you might like.
Okay. All right. Let me show you this other one before we move on to that one real quick here. Take a look at this real quick. Alabama church under fire for comparing Roy Moore to Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They put a sign out. It says, "They falsely accused Jesus. Vote Roy Moore."
Oh God!
Yeah. Now, but
stop. Make the pain stop.
Yeah, I'm in pain just reading this. The Alabama church is coming under fire for the sign on its billboard that compared Roy Moore to the state of controversial Republican state senate candidate to Jesus. Last week, the Living Ways Ministries of Opelika, or whatever it is, featured this message. "They falsely accused Jesus. Vote Roy Moore." The political message sparked some blowback on the church's Facebook page. It also possibly the message violated International Revenue Services governing political speech by churches and charities. Yeah, that is definitely a violation of church and state. The IRS code prohibits organizations exempt from income tax under Section 501A or Section 501C3 from participating in or intervening in any political campaign in favor of or against any candidate for public office. That would definitely fall into that that category. However, the organization can host forums, including all candidates, or take positions on policy issues. So now they're doing some damage control. So, but the pastor apparently removed it 2 days later. Oh yeah, that makes it all better. Oh well, we took it down a couple days later, but I mean, you know, we didn't mean to put it up. So this is another story that we could possibly talk about as a possible hot story or a possible religious story. I mean, both these cover in both places here. Oh, Tom, let's take a look at what you got. Post in the chat room, please. Let's see what you got.
Well, apparently the skeleton of a 3.6 million human ancestor revealed.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely getting it.
It's a good finding because it's the most complete skeleton that scientists have ever found.
Oh, cool. Now, that definitely, I'm definitely getting an echo from somebody. I don't know where it's coming from. Matt, mute yourself for just a second. Okay. One, two. Yeah, Matt, I think it's coming from you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, just turn your headphones down for right now. Let me take a look at this story here. This looks interesting.
There's researchers in South Africa have unveiled what they call the most complete skeleton of older than 1.5 million years ever found.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, the skeleton dates back 3.6 million years. Its discovery is expected to help researchers better understand the human ancestors' appearance and movement. The researchers said It has taken 20 years to excavate, clean, reconstruct, and analyze the fragile skeleton.
20? Wow.
The skeleton.
20 years?
Yeah, the skeleton dubbed Littlefoot.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. I was discovered in the Stick Fountain Caves about 25 miles northwest of Johannesburg, where small foot bones were found in rock blasted by miners.
That's Johannesburg, by the way.
Huh.
I think that's Johannesburg. Yeah, Johannesburg. Johannesburg. Oh, whatever. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a wow. The skeleton head is definitely does not look like a modern human. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I was going to share this later on Google Plus.
This is definitely a good story to cover.
And speaking of, I have another story here.
It's, sure.
A religious story. It's another billboard story.
Okay.
Apparently some
make sure put a couple periods in there before, and then hit return and then type and then put the link and otherwise it'll get linked in together. There you go.
Apparently some butthurt pastors heard about an atheist billboard.
Oh, I love it when they get butthurt.
Yes, pastor, atheist billboard.
I've seen the sign.
Billboard, is it?
I love this. I saw this sign somewhere else. Someone had posted it, and I'm like, that is an awesome sign.
Yes. Apparently, according to this guy, it's a slap in the face. A slap in the face to people of faith.
Oh, no. These poor snowflakes.
Richard Mansfield, a senior pastor at the New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not amused by a billboard which has just appeared on his patch. He is quoted here as saying, "I think they're trying to give a slap in the face not only the Christian community, but people that have faith and people that have hope."
Okay, all right. This is the argument. This is like, why are you trying to take away faith and hope from people? Bull. Oh, go potter your nose.
Now, apparently Nick Fish, the national program director of the American Atheist, says, We do want to get a rise out of them, but the idea isn't to be offensive. Fish said the billboard's goal is to start a conversation by reminding people that there are millions of atheists in the country. The billboard went up on Wednesday, and it's not the only one. There are two in Dallas and five more going up in Oklahoma. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Meanwhile, it's being reported here that the Washington's Metro has rejected a Catholic ad campaign that promotes spiritual giving instead of presents.
What is spiritual giving? I was like, there's an empty box under the tree. Oh, that's some of my spirit. I gave you some of my spirit.
I'm going to assume it has something to do with prayer.
I would be saying, I hope it's not from the lower part of you because that's a stinky area. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Arguing that the image of stars and shepherds and sheep promotes religion, a violation of the transit system's rules.
Very true.
See, that would definitely be promoting a religion. And if they say they can't promote a religion, then they're not. Then that would be. They go against the rules. I mean, apparently the Archdiocese is filing a lawsuit on that one.
By the way, I was reading some of the comments down here. One of the guys posted the name of the article and says, "Well, do what Jesus would do, turn the other cheek."
Yeah.
And then there's another one that says, "Great idea, dangerous for quote-unquote people of faith, as it might encourage thinking and debate. Must not have that."
Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's funny. These are great comments on here.
Oh, they always have great comments.
Trump and his followers love to bang out the fake news drum. At least they should understand that message.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
That is fucking awesome. Matt,
yeah,
did
but
you?
I'm not sure if you wanted to do that sign story. It's kind of like a tech story.
Yeah, it's not so much a tech story. It is a nice story. That's a good top story too. See, we've got a lot of good top stories to discuss here. Matt, did you find any news stories? I know you. By the way, Matt, our listeners may not know this. Matt, do you mind if I tell what happened to you? What you told me in our chat room the
other
day?
That's fine.
Okay. Matt was in a vehicle accident. I don't know all the particulars. He didn't share all the particulars. But Matt's in definite need of a car now. So if you want to make a donation to the show here, we can maybe get Matt a new car.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. Matt's in need of a car, so you know if you want to help out, just send me a note or something, and or Matt, if we can try to set you up a Patreon or something like that, and we'll put out the thing. Hey, say hey, help me get a new car.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, we could try. I mean,
doesn't hurt to try.
No, doesn't hurt to try. But speaking of Matt, Matt, did you find any stories, by the way, during this week, or?
No, I did not. I apologize.
That's all right. I have another story that it could be a top story. I've got a lot of top stories here.
Okay.
Or this one could actually be a Not the Onion story. Now, this one, all right, let me post this in the chat room here. This one, I think, might fall under the Not the Onion, actually. Here it is. Here we go. Apparently, a Colorado GOP treasurer missed his court date for a $20,000 theft because he was arrested for fraud in El Salvador.
Oh, wow.
Busted
in two countries.
Wow.
Jeff Fogg, who formerly served as treasurer of Colorado's Pueblo County Republicans, missed his November 16th court date in the state for charges that he spent $20,000 on the party's funds. As a new report reveals, he was arrested just one day after missing the date in El Salvador under suspicion for a second and much larger fraud charge. According to the Pueblo chieftain, Fogg, F-O-G-G, was arrested November 17th in San Salvador, El Salvador, under suspicion of $100,000 fraud. They missed a zero there. Because they got three zeros and then just a comma, then two zeros, because that would just be $100 otherwise. As the chieftain notes, the former treasurer owns property in Central America country. Really? Okay. Due to missing his court date, a bench warrant was issued for Fogg, whose trial is supposed to begin in December 11th. His Colorado charges center on accusations from Pueblo County Republicans that misused the party credit card and stole somewhere between $20,000 and $100,000 between April 13th and April 2013 and July 2015. I apologize. So it's a short story. That would actually almost be an Onion story, I think. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Not the Onion story is fine.
Okay, Matt, throw that one in for our Not the Onion. Then we'll mark that for our Not the Onion. Let's see. I had another one here. Well, this one here. This one here might be, definitely would be a top story if a text story. If we were doing a tech, but it could also be a top story too. Google and Amazon are now punishing their customers in a bitter feud. I'll put the link in the chat room here. One second. There you go. According to this, Amazon has just responded to Google's decision to remove YouTube from the all Fire TV products and the Echo Show. Google is settling a disappointing precedent by selectively blocking customers to an open website. Excuse me. A spokesman told The Verge by mail that we hope to resolve this with Google as soon as possible. YouTube is being pulled from the show effective immediately. The Fire TV owners will lose out on all popular essential video streaming app on January 1st. Google says it's taking this extreme step because Amazon's recent delisting of the Nest products like Nest Secure and eThermostat. The company's long-running refusal to sell Chromecast or support Google Cast in any capacity. So this is actually, I think this. I know we got two other stories that are leading for a top story here, but I mean this one would not fit into religion definitely, but it would definitely fit into a top story. I mean, if nothing else, two of those items of the three items that came up with the religious stories. Could definitely fit in religion, but we definitely need just one top story. So we need to decide what we need to put in there for a top story. So what do you guys like?
Well, I mean, we do. You do obviously you use YouTube. Maybe we should do the one you just posted.
You want to do the YouTube one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Google and Amazon are punishing their own customers. Okay. Okay, Matt, go ahead and throw that one in the top story for the hot news then.
Okay.
Okay, for the religious stories. Now we've got the cult leader that's been killing children. We have the church comparing Roy Moore to Jesus. That's hilarious. Then we have the pastor that's got a big ass bowl of butthurt.
Wait, are we doing two religious stories?
Yeah, we're going to do two religious stories.
Okay, then definitely the cult leader and the Roy Moore story.
Okay.
At least for me.
All right. Matt, what do you think? Do you agree or do you have a thought on something else maybe?
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
In the hot news, I don't see a hot news.
There is one in there. There's a file in there. It's marked 12-08-17. Make sure you're in the news short show folder, hot news, and then in 2017.
I'm in the 2017 one, but there's nothing for 12-08 on here. Last one is 11-3-17. I don't know what happened here.
Then you're not in the right folder then. Guaranteed you're not in the right folder because you should be seeing one that says the cigarette lawsuit, Stephen Hawking warning, Uber terrorist, and all those.
Yeah, it said Uber terrorist in there, but I'm missing. It's not showing.
You're not seeing the Stephen Hawking warning and the cigarette lawsuit?
Last I have is 11-3-17, Uber terrorist.
Okay, try this. Go to. Just back all the way out and then try and follow the news short show folder all the way back in again. Because it should be there. Because I just saw you move into one of the other folders.
Yeah, that was not the Onion one.
Yeah, let me just make sure that's showing up on the other one here. Yeah, you got it in the right folder too on that one. So that one, you definitely are in the right folder, that one.
Okay, I see it. All right, never mind.
Okay. All right. So, all right, which one do you guys want to do first? Do you want to do the top story of the Florida cult, or do you want to do the Roy Moore to Jesus? That one's fucking hilarious.
I think we should just do the funny one for last.
Okay.
Yeah, no, do the other one first.
Okay, very good. Okay. Then I think that's it. Let's see here. Let me take a look here. We got our Not the Onion. We got our religious news. And this week is our logical fallacy game, and that lays on my shoulder. And Ranger, next week will be the true or troll.
Gotcha.
And then we will have a discussion. I think, is this got, oh, wait a minute. We got, oh, wait, no. Let's see here. One, two, we had, oh, that's right. We're taking off for Christmas, aren't we? So, no, we're not. We're not taking off for Christmas because that's for 22nd. We're golden on that one. Okay, so we actually have 5 weeks this week. Or the 5 weeks this week. Fuck me. 5 weeks this month. So, our Okay, Let's Talk is going to be on the 29th. On the 22nd, we're going to have to find a pope on the rope. We're going to hang another pope on the rope.
Gotcha.
So that's our plan for this week, for this month, this week again. Jesus Christ. For this month, people, for our listening audience, we're going to have a bring back the Pope on the rope for this month. So. What did I just do? There we go. I turned off, made my screen go away. Yes, Matt. Matt? Did I lose everybody?
No, you're here.
Okay. Did Matt disappear?
I don't know. Matt, you there?
Hello. Testing.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, you're coming in a little bit. Matt? He must be having connection issues.
I heard him just fine.
I heard him a second ago. He said test, and then he just kind of boom, kind of spaghettified away. Are you hearing him now?
No, not anymore.
Okay, Matt must be. Oh, I heard a noise.
Me too. All
right. Well, our listeners don't need to listen to us try to figure this little glitch out. So. All right, if you come to the live show at 9 p.m. Central Time, just look for Chicago, and if it's at 9 p.m., that's when you need to be there at the show. That's at youtube.com/PackardPokes for the live show. And if you'd like to make a donation to the show, go to patreon.com/PackardPokes for a per-episode donation. Or go to paypal.me/PackardPokes. You can make a direct donation to me, to the show. And we're going to try to set up something for Matt so we maybe get him a new car. So, because
10 p.m. Eastern time, by the way.
What's that?
I said 10 p.m. Eastern time, by the way.
Yes, 10 p.m. Yeah, so. Definitely 10 p.m. Eastern, yes. Or 7 p.m. Pacific and 8, I would say 8 p.m. Mountain time, but nobody listens Mountain time.
Who does?
One person. They have to turn off the light for the whole time zone there. You know that, don't you? All right. Have a good night, and we'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.